President Biden today made his first trip to a major disaster site since he took office a little more than a month ago. The president and his wife Jill are in Texas to survey damage caused by severe winter weather and to encourage people to get their coronavirus shots. The brutal winter weather across the South over Valentine's Day weekend battered multiple states, with Texas bearing the brunt of unseasonably frigid conditions that caused widespread power outages and frozen pipes that burst and flooded homes. Millions of residents lost heat and running water. The post-storm debate in Texas has centered on the state maintaining its own electrical grid and lack of storm preparation, including weatherization of key infrastructure. The House of Representatives is expected to approve President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill today. That will bring most Americans a step closer to receiving $1,400 payments. But it's unlikely the measure will include an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The Senate parliamentarian ruled late yesterday that it can't be considered under the fast-track procedure. It's being used to push the stimulus package through Congress. The European Union is being warned that it should support vaccine passports to help countries to reopen to travel. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that unless the bloc hurries, Apple and Google will step into the vacuum. It's another big challenge to an economy already rocked by Brexit and the coronavirus. Foreign workers are leaving the UK at the fastest pace since World War II. Recent research suggests over the last year, London alone has lost 700,000 people. The implications are huge for the Treasury, landlords, and the chances for an economic recovery. Global News 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.